Well, the June 30th reports from USDA were not as friendly to soybeans as they were for wheat and for corn. Taking a look at the numbers as far as acres are concerned, soybean acres came in at 85.36 million acres. That was slightly less than expected by the trade, but when compared to what we were looking at from the Ag Outlook Forum in February, it was up 365,000 acres. And versus last year, it was up 4.15 million acres. So, of course, traders looking or producers looking at increasing soybean acres because of rotational purposes, part of it, because of the big corn crop that they planted last year. Now some of those acres switching back to soybeans. And looking at it, soybean planted acres are going to be either up or unchanged in 23 of the 29 major soybean producing states. So we're looking at a pretty good increase as far as acres are concerned. When you look at it as far as stocks are concerned, stocks came in at 1.06 billion bushels. That was slightly above the previous year, and it was above expectation. So it shows that maybe soybean demand hasn't been as robust as what we were expecting. We could expect to see some adjustment to the residual number from USDA's July crop production report. We already know where crush is falling and where exports are falling. Residual is the only other number that could really see any kind of an adjustment. In all, the report was a little bit, you know, you'd have to say neutral to negative on the soybean side, which means it's likely that the July crop production report will be slightly neutral to a little bit negative to soybeans as well.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.